my heart, I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a need today, or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs that are coming in, you can call 882-7360. Now you can call that number right now or any time during the week and leave a message, and I'll return that call just as soon as I get it. It's my home phone, and it's you're more than welcome to call that number. But right now, I want to get into the message for this morning, and I'm going to address a question that really has presented problems to a lot of people. And when I mean a lot of people, I mean to most of the world in the history of this world. And it's a question. It's a problem between faith and works. And I'm going to address this question by saying, what does it mean to believe? And we're going to start reading in Acts chapter 16, starting with, well, in verse 30. Paul and Silas have been thrown in jail, and there was a great earthquake, and the doors of the prison fell open. And when the guards that were there awoke, and they saw that the doors were open, they were going to kill themselves because they were afraid, you know, they would be punished. But when Paul and Silas told them that they were there and not to hurt themselves, then in verse 30, that the guards brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And I'll tell you what, when you show the love of God throughout your life, people will feel the convicting power in their lives. And here these guards says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And we know by reading the story, and I'm sure many of you know it, that Paul and Silas went to the guard's house and ate meat with them, and the entire family was saved that day. And Paul and Silas said, the only thing you have to do is to believe. And I know that many people out there believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank God for that sincere belief in the heart of every person out there that believes that they know that they are saved and that they are on their way to heaven and they're on their way to be with the Lord. My question today is, what does it mean to believe? Is that just to say, well, yeah, I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is, he came to earth. Well, that's certainly a part of believing, but certain world religions have brought up these questions in the past. And I know from reading my history books, and I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to study this, but in times past and really throughout the history of the world since Jesus went back to his Father in heaven, ever since that time, world history has been shifted by the idea that you can be saved by grace and you can be saved through works. The Catholic Church got its start almost 2,000 years ago, and in England and in Europe throughout the history of the world, there have been clashes between those people, the Catholics, who believe that you must strive and do the works and show yourself through works, and then there was the Protestants, when they began to form 1,000 years ago or so in Europe and in England, and they began to say that you could be saved by grace and you didn't have to do the works. And it's just amazing to me when I read about it and when I think about it that world history has been changed because these two groups have fought each other and have led nations against each other and have had hundred years wars, and they have had these great wars based on the question of religious conflict. And I tell you what, that's nothing but caused of the devil. When people are willing to fight over the Bible and people are willing to kill each other over the Bible, that is not the will of God. That is doing the work of Satan when people are willing to kill each other over the Bible. The Bible says to avoid strifes, because that when we show our love to our brothers, that's men will know that you're my disciples, Jesus said, if you have love one to another. But it's a question that many people are confused about, and the Lord has just led me to confront this question today. What does it mean to believe? Paul and Silas said, all you must do is believe. Well, let me jump to James chapter 2, and let's start at verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him?
The implied answer here is no. Just by reading the word and by putting it into context, the implied answer here is no. Faith alone cannot save a person. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say, "Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body," what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, being is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Thou believest there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The Bible doesn't say that the devils believe and are saved. There's something more to this than if you just stand off back and you say, well, works will get you to heaven, or faith will get you to heaven. Those are two very simple ways of looking at it, and they're good ways of looking at it, I suppose. But until you get a big picture, until you get the whole picture of what faith and works, how they work together, you really can't understand what it means to believe. The Bible says that what God has put together, let no man put asunder. And God has most certainly put faith and works together. And together, these faith and works come together to form belief. When you say that you believe something, you have to act on what you say that you believe, or do you really believe? And to illustrate this, now I used to live in Texas a few years ago, and while I was down there, there was several times that hurricanes would form out in the Atlantic Ocean, and they would come up into the Gulf of Mexico, and they had big weather reports down there. It was the main news down there that when a hurricane got close, that they began to warn people and say, "Hey, there's a storm coming, and there is a hurricane coming, and you'd better evacuate, or you'd better prepare yourself." And I remember that when we went to the store the same day that the hurricane was getting close, and people was down there buying food off the shelf and buying batteries for their flashlights and buying things that they needed to evacuate the city, and they were wanting to get out of there because someone warned them that a storm was coming. Now let me ask you this. Now, I know perhaps many of you have not lived in that area, but it works the same way with any kind of disaster that's coming. If someone warns you that there is a storm coming, and you might say, "Well, I believe that there's a storm coming." But if you don't prepare for that storm, if you don't go out and buy the bottled water and the food and the things that you're going to have need of, no matter how much you say you believe, I mean, do you really and honestly, truly believe in your heart that the storm is coming? If you don't prepare yourself, you're really, in a sense, saying, "Well, I don't believe that that storm's going to reach me. Well, I just believe that I'm just not going to be here when that happens. Well, I just believe that storm really doesn't affect me." I'll tell you what, you couldn't tell a person in Charleston, South Carolina, that a storm won't affect you, because there was people that tried to ride out that storm, and I believe many of them perished in that storm because it was so great. And there was weather reports that came to warn those people to get out of Charleston, and many of them did not heed that warning. And I want to tell you that's what Jesus came to do. When he came here to earth, he came to warn people. He came to bring the lost back. He said, "There's a storm coming, because God is going to come down and going to judge the earth." And he came, and he made a way that we could escape the storm that God is going to bring across the earth. Jesus made a way that we could escape the storm that's created by our own sins. Jesus came to warn us. And if you believe today, and you believe in your heart that God is going to come, and he's going to bring his judgment upon this earth, if I was to tell you that today, you could look up to me, and you could say, "Well, Brother David, I believe that God is coming and he's going to bring judgment upon this earth, and I believe that a way has been made for me to escape that." But let me tell you, my friend, if you don't act upon that, you can say that you believe until you're blue in the face, but until you act on what you say that you believe, do you really believe it, my friend? The Bible says you have to believe in order to be saved. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You have to believe in your heart, way down deep. And let me tell you, friend, when you believe way down deep in your heart, you will act upon what you believe. If you believe that your tire is about to go out on your car, if you have the ability and you have the means, you're going to change that tire so you won't have a wreck and so you won't crash. If an expert comes up and says that your house has got bad wire in it, and if you don't fix it, it won't be long till your house is going to burn down. If you believe what that expert is telling you, then you're going to go in there and you're going to pay whatever it takes to get your house rewired and to make it safe for your family. It works the same way. Jesus came, and his disciples came, and the teachers and the preachers today are coming, and they're saying, "God is coming, and he's bringing a storm with him." And all you have to do is believe. But what does it mean to believe? If you believe what the Word of God tells you, and you believe what when the preachers tell you that God is coming and that the end of the world is coming, if you really believe, you've got to act on what you believe. Now, the week before last, I did a preaching, and I was talking about the works of the flesh. And we read out of Galatians 5, where it says, starting in chapter 5 and verse 19, says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest," which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and so on and so on. And many, many of these sins are the works of the flesh. And there, in a later verse, it says, "They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, I'm coming today, and I'm warning you about a storm. There's a storm coming, friends. God is going to come, and he's going to judge the earth for its sins, and judge the people on this earth for their sins. And I'm telling you today, quoting the Word of God out of Galatians, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If the works of the flesh and these sins are made manifest in your life, the Bible says, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you believe the words that I'm telling you, and you believe the Word of God out of Galatians chapter 5, you've got to change the way you are. If you're committing some sins in your life, and you know that you're doing it, but you might be thinking, well, I'm saved and I'll always be saved, so what's the difference? My friend, the Bible says, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And this is a warning of God. This is, as sure as my name is David, this is a warning of God that you need to change the way you are. You need to change the things that you do. And not only do you need to believe that Jesus came, but you need to act on that. And you need to have some good works in your life. And you need to change and remove all the bad works and bring in the works of God and show forth the fruit of the Spirit of God. Well, my time's about up, friends. Let me make a few announcements. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church. The regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, this Sunday night, the Admirations from Rockwood will be singing at the church, and Dudley Evans will be delivering the message. So you come out and enjoy that. Oh, I'm sure you'll get much of a blessing from that. I've heard Dudley preach before, and he is certainly called to preach and to deliver the word. Well, be sure and listen to the broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock. From 6 o'clock to 6:15, the Lord hasn't spoken to me what I'll be talking about, but if this broadcast is if it's the will of God that I'm here, God will surely give me words to speak. And I pray, it is my prayer that these words are not returning unto God void, but they are being received in the ears of the hearers. Well, it's time for me to go. So remember John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.